In-studio guests with us this morning from Dryden High School with the DHS Music Association. We have Ronnie Ross here this morning. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hi.
Good to have you here. Liz McCready. Good morning, Liz.
Morning.
And MJ Cook. Good morning, MJ.
Hello.
All right. Ladies here this morning, and let's start with you, Ronnie. What's going on? Why are you here?
So tomorrow, DHS music classes have their concert at the center. It's called Music Through the Ages, and it's at 7 p.m. at the center and a $5 admission at the door.
All right. We want to see everybody going out for that and enjoying. Liz, this is about your end task, is it not?
Yeah. So this is kind of an opportunity for the classes to demonstrate how much we've learned and how hard we've grown as musicians.
Let's talk about the music itself, what we are going to hear, MJ.
So we have a variety of different music through the ages, as the concert is titled, and some of them such as selections from Mamma Mia and an Earth, Wind, and Fire dance mix, and we have a mass band at the end performing songs such as the Avengers theme.
Well, that'll be awesome, being an Avengers fan myself, and I'm thinking of the, what was the one you said, the Mamma Mia? Mamma Mia, is Mr. Graham going to be able to hold himself back, or is he going to be dancing?
Definitely dancing.
Definitely
for sure.
Dancing. Mm-hmm. All right, the young ladies in studio with us this morning from Dryden High School. It's all about what is happening tomorrow night, the big concert. We hope to see you out at the center. We'll have more with our guests in just a couple of minutes. I'm Richard McCarthy. It is 7:48. My in-studio guest this morning from Dryden High School. We have the DHS Music Association members, Ronnie Ross, Liz McCready, and MJ Cook, and getting ready for the big concert tomorrow night, Music Through the Ages. And different meanings for different members of the association. Ronnie, let us know. What does it mean to you? What does this concert mean to you?
So I've been playing music all through grades 6, 7, 8, and through high school so far. So 6 years of music classes. So I really love to see, you know, how much I've improved and how much we've all improved together as we keep going on through the years. And something I really love to do that I keep doing every year, something I look forward to every school year.
Awesome. Liz, what does the concert mean to you?
You know, like Veronica, I've been playing for 6 years, and like, it's a lot. And so I like concerts like this because it really gives me an opportunity to show my parents how much I've improved over the years and how much their hard work and their dedication to what I like to do has made me grown as a musician.
All right. And that's awesome. And maybe if they see what you hope they see, you get a larger allowance. Maybe. Maybe. You get an allowance?
No.
I'll talk to your dad for you, all right? MJ, what does it mean to you, this concert?
Well, as one of the seniors in the class, this is going to be my last concert. So it's kind of sad, but it's exciting, and it's the end of a chapter, and it's a big family to me, so it means a lot.
Okay. MJ, thanks for your thoughts on that. And ladies, thank you for coming in. Before we let you go, Ronnie, a recap, what we need to know about tomorrow night.
So tomorrow, DHS's Music Through the Ages concert at the center at 7 p.m. and a $5 admission at the door.
Okay. Anything else, ladies, before we let you go?
We just wanted to say some thank yous. One to the center with John Carlucci for letting us hold our concert there.
One to Mr. Hodgkinson.
One for the Music Association of DHS.
And to our parents, of course, for the rides and the support and the belief that we could do it.
All proceeds to the music department at Dryden High School, DHS Music Association. Big show tomorrow night. Make sure you attend Music Through the Ages. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.